Mike DeGoodman. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted that you've taken time to join us for a few moments of fellowship and Bible study in the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And, beloved, he is the only one who can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. He's the only one that can satisfy the thirst of the human spirit. We're living in a world where people are trying to find satisfaction and fulfillment in so many things that the world system has to offer, in pleasure, in power, in money, in many different ways they're trying to find something that will fill the emptiness of their life. Many try alcohol and drugs, and many try various things like shopping and that sort of thing to fill the emptiness of their life. But, beloved, there's only one who can fill that God-shaped vacuum within the spirit of an individual, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, and a personal faith and relationship in the Lord Jesus. Now, we're continuing in our study concerning the Trinity, and we're supposed to be just briefly going through John 14, 15, and 16, but we've gotten hung up a little bit in a few places because of the beautiful truths that are presented in these passages of Scripture. We finished last time in John 15 and verse 16, where Jesus said to the disciples, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Now, the Lord Jesus called the 12 disciples. He had spent the night in prayer, and the next day he called the apostles to him, and of those he chose 12, whom he named disciples. And he said, You will walk with me, and I will give you authority to do my bidding, to do my will. And thus he ordained them to go and spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's another application to this, I believe, and that has to do with we who have been drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior through the work of the Holy Spirit of God, who convicts us of sin, who opens our blinded eyes to truth, who helps us to see and understand that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, that he was buried and that he arose again the third day according to the Scripture, and that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, putting their faith and trust in him and he alone, can be saved and will be saved through faith in the Lord Jesus and his finished work at Calvary. When we realize that, when we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our life, to forgive us for our sin, to give us his salvation, then the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit and does the work of salvation, cleansing us from sin, and also ordaining us, empowering us to go and share the word of truth, and to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus, to be a witness and a testimony and an example of the believer. And as we walk in obedience to the Lord, he hears our petitions, whatever we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He hears those petitions and grants them according to His perfect will. And so I think that's a second application to verse 16. Now, these things I command you, that you love one another. Here, once again, the Lord is repeating the importance of our loving one another. He's admonishing us to love one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. We see back over in John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another." And thus we see this is a new commandment that the Lord gave. And the Lord also said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments," verse 10 of John chapter 15. This is one way that we manifest our love to the Lord. "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another." Now, here we see the Lord's continuing to repeat this. Why? Because our hearts many times are hardened by the world system, by the world's allurements and attractions, sidetracking us from the plan and purpose and will of God, keeping us from the Word of God, which instructs us and teaches us and illuminates our minds and our understanding and makes us more usable to the Lord. As over in John 17, Jesus says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." And we see that the word is something that is needful and necessary in our lives. The word of God helps us to grow in the knowledge of the truth, and it molds us into being more like Jesus. And Jesus prayed for us concerning the word in verse 17 of John 17. Jesus, speaking to the Father, said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And here in John 15, I think I said John 17, but it's John 15 and verse 3, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." It's the word of God that cleanses us. It's the word of God that makes us more usable of the Lord, and that's why it is so essential and so necessary that we get into God's word on a regular, daily basis and let Him speak to us through His word. And so He says that these things I command you, that you love one another. He says, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you." Are you having a hard time in your Christian walk? Are things falling against you and fighting against you? Are you in a struggle? Beloved, don't be surprised. Satan hates us, and the world system, which is under his control, hates the believer. And we've seen it in the United States of America. How that one time our nation was based on godly principles. The men that established the Constitution of the United States were godly men. The majority of them were born-again believers. But we see now our nation is turning away from God. We're taking the Ten Commandments out of our public places. We're wanting to deny God. We're wanting to have nothing to do with God. And the world system wants Christianity and Christians to not proclaim truth. They want Christians to not be involved in politics. They say, "You keep quiet and you don't stand up for righteousness and for truth." Maybe they don't say it in those words, but that's what they mean, because they don't want to know the truth. They want to live in their sin. They want to live in their own ways. They want to walk after the flesh and live under the control of Satan and his dominion, even though they don't realize that that's what they're doing. And so, beloved, Jesus says, if you're going to walk in truth, if the world hated me, you'll know that it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they've kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. And so, beloved, when the world wants Christians to shut up about telling the truth about homosexuality and the sins of incest and the various different kinds of sexual sins, the world doesn't want to hear it. They want to say it's all right. They want to smile and indulge it, and they want to accept these people that are living in sin and living in wickedness and that are walking contrary to the truth of God's Word, because the world hates the truth. The world doesn't want to see the truth or hear the truth. The world wants to condone those in their sin and in their wickedness and in their evil acts. That's what the Word of God tells us over in Romans chapter 1. As a matter of fact, he lists the sins of the world system. And he talks about the world and its wickedness being filled with all unrighteousness. This is Romans 1 and verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's what the world does, beloved. It applauds those who live in sin. It applauds the homosexual. It applauds those that are living in wickedness and unrighteousness. And it tries to protect even the murderer, saying that if you don't do everything just right when you arrest him, then you can't arrest him. You have to let him go, because the world loves sin. Till next time, goodbye.